problem is the medical industry really does not have people's back in regards to nurturing them to help. They're just trying to fix problems, you know what I mean? Or hoping you get a problem so that they can fill their financial coffers. Whereas if you're looking at the right kind of data in regards to your health, and if you're informed and educated about the importance of lean mass and how that affects blood chemistry and how that affects metabolism and you know, how much protein you should get in and how much fiber you should get in and what kind of fat you should get in, like, that's healthcare. The reason why we even kind of started the Body of Aura thing was JT was like, data stuff is great, but it could be serving a lot more people, like a lot more trainers.
Yo, 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 it's your girl and boy CT. I'm Cindy Barnes.
And I'm Travis Barnes.
And we are the founders of the Overcomers Podcast.
The Overcomers Podcast is designed to help you overcome adversity and live your dreams. Every week we will be sharing stories of people who found their strength in their struggle. The Overcomers Podcast is sponsored by Journey 333, and that's a lot of threes, so let me tell you what it is. It's fitness, coaching, and nutrition. It is a place where we help you to look better, live better, and feel better, and it is mind, body, spirit. Today, we're going to help you get your mind right with our special guest.
Hello, Overcomer Nation. Do I have the Fit Pro of Fit Pros for you today? I am talking about a man that goes back in fitness. Has some great accomplishments back to the days of bodybuilding. I know that there are still days of bodybuilding, but I'm talking about when bodybuilding was your workout, when it was my workout, when it was Arnold, right? Arnold, here to pump you up. This guy's about to pump you up. He pumps me up every week. I get to connect with this guy. We've been working together for about 10 years now on the things that are parts of Journey. So if you are a member at a Journey location, you'll be hearing about the inventor of that body composition tracker that you've been using for about 10 years now. So Mike D'Angelo, welcome to the call.
Travis Barnes, thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Well, thank you for making time for this today. You know, Mike, you got some great fitness accomplishments. Of course, previous gym owner yourself, a founder of a software that we use in our gyms every day. I feel like you're doing some very innovative things to change our industry. And that's why I wanted to have you on the show so that we could talk a little bit about that. So let's go back. What got you into fitness, first of all? Like, why did you get into fitness? Like, was it just a love? Was there somebody in your life that said, hey, you should start working out, you know, how did it work?
Yeah, you know, when I was a kid, 13 years old, I started picking up my dad's weights in the basement. And that led to eventually, you know, kind of wrestling. And I wrestled in high school and I tried to play football, but I was just way too small to play football without, like, you know, getting trampled on. I was about half the weight that most of the people were on the team and what have you. And I was a late bloomer. Going to the gym and working out was a way that I could feel good about, I don't know, shaping my body and having some control over my health. And yeah, that's kind of, you know, I guess where it started. And then from wrestling, it turned into just going to the gym regularly. Ended up getting into the bodybuilding thing.
All those fun times that we've had hanging out together, I had no idea that you were a wrestler, man. We could have wrestled. All right,
let's go.
No, that's good. That's good stuff. And so obviously your love for fitness, lifting weights, and just having that as an outlet turned into bodybuilding. At what point did you do your first bodybuilding show? How old were you?
I think I was 19. The first show I did, I was 19 as a teenager. It was a small natural show. I mean, I've only done natural contests. It was one show after another. And it was a way for me to express my joy in fitness on my own terms. I could work out whenever I wanted. I was working, you know, as a student, went to Bridgewater State College. I ended up studying exercise science, going to the gym at night, worked out great for me. I was no longer wrestling and I wasn't partaking in any team sports. And I was working two part-time jobs while going to school full-time. And so hitting the gym at night would work perfectly for me. And I was like my own little guinea pig. I was crazy about what I was learning in college about exercise physiology. And I'm like, well, I'm going to apply that to myself and, like, see what happens. Does this really work? So then that led to, you know, doing body composition measuring to actually track was what I was doing. Was it working or was it not working? Did I need to revisit that? And yeah, so that's
That's awesome. That's awesome. And you've had some great accomplishments in bodybuilding. What are some of the titles, top titles that you've won?
So for natural bodybuilding, I won the U.S. Naturals for an organization called the ANBC. That organization has now since closed and kind of shut down. But now there's another one called the OCB. So it's kind of like a back in the day, it was kind of a sister organization. You know, they're very similar. I had also won the world of the WNSO, the World Natural Sports Organization. They were out of Canada. They did do a Team Universe contest. And then that led to going to the Muscle Mania out in LA. And I started doing the Muscle Mania and Superbody contest, which is really put on by ESPN. And so I did a bunch of those shows. And the next thing I know, I'm, you know, asked to do photo shoots, and then I'm on the magazine of a cover. And then I got an endorsement contract, and like all these things that I never got into bodybuilding for wound up like in my lap. It was like, I don't know, I was just lucky, you know, where preparedness meets opportunity, you know, and next thing you know, I'm getting a phone call. I'm like, what's up with this?
Yeah, that's great. That's awesome. That's terrific. Really cool. Really cool. And at what point did you decide that you were going to start your own gym? When did that happen?
So that choice really wasn't mine. I didn't have I did not consciously choose, hey, I'm going to, you know, start a gym. Like what happened was I was working in the city at a facility called Boston Body, and I was just crushing it as a trainer. And, you know, my philosophy there was if I deliver results, I'll get referrals. And so I just made sure I delivered results. And that's why I was so, you know, into tracking progress, because I really wanted to hold myself accountable to delivering results. And if I did that, then the clients would get results. And then next thing you know, I'm training their husband or their wife or their cousin or their mother or their kid or their coworker. And that's kind of how I had built my training business. And I remember I was renting an office space at that gym called Boston Body. And I had like well over 100 clients that were kind of coming in and out of the doors. Some people were a couple times a week. Some people were once a week. Some people were twice a month or once a quarter. So all different, you know, just trying to meet clients where they're at and delivering, giving them what they need when they need it. That's what my business was. And then two of my clients, well, the gym owner that owned Boston Body decided she wanted to sell the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Like, cool. Like, great. You know, I got all my clients. I'll, you know, go to LA Sports Club or actually Sports Club LA. And, you know, I knew the manager and the woman that was running the place over there. And I hadn't really even thought of buying the gym. And when Zaina, the woman who owned the gym, had a hard time selling it, no one was buying. And then two of my clients approached me and was like, you want to buy the gym? And I'm like, all right, well, let's do some napkin math. How's that going to work out? You know, and we eventually bought the gym, and it worked out to be a great situation. I didn't have to move from where I was at. She didn't have to move all the equipment out of the space and get rid of the mirrors and all the stuff. And I'm like, great, we got a gym, you know? So I just kind of, you know, so I had a couple of business partners there. And so we opened the gym.
That's awesome. You know, some of the best business plans in history have been written on the back of a napkin. So,
right.
Fun. And then you changed the name to Body Evolver, right?
Yeah, correct. That was the name. That was because that's what I was known for as a trainer. I was, evolving, changing people's bodies, you know, and so it's kind of like transformation type training and, you know, general health and wellness, because that was my history doing the exercise physiology. It really started off doing cardiac rehab, stress therapy at BU Medical. And that was like what my degree was in, doing, you know, stress therapy and cardiac rehab. And but I worked in the hospital for a while and I loved it. But I quickly realized, you know, I'm working on the wrong side of healthcare.
Right.
And, I did more napkin math and realized, you know, as a part-time personal trainer, I was making more money than a full-time exercise physiologist at the hospital. So I'm like, okay,
yeah.
Note to self.
I'm out of here. Time to optimize health instead of treating illness too, you know, so that's a. That's a cool choice. You know, I really truly believe that fitness professionals are some of the most important health professionals, because we're one of the few that, as you said, I was evolving bodies. You know, we help people to actually transform their health from poor health to good health, or from good health to great health. And quite often the other ends of health professionals are really just about treating illness, you know, helping you to live with something that you have going on, maybe get over a cold or whatnot. But for the most part, you show up with high cholesterol or high blood sugar, you just get a medication, and you're told that's what you got to live with for life, right? You know, despite the fact that there are some cures out there called exercise and nutrition, you know?
Yeah, there's a lot of cures out there, but the medical industry certainly doesn't want you to know about them because that's going to get in the way of their bottom line.
Yeah, so true. So true. At what point did Body Evolver Gym become Body Evolver software that we use at Journey to track people's body composition?
Okay, so that's when JT Barnett walks into my gym.
Okay, so, out of all the new joints in the world, JT had to walk into my mouth.
Yeah, out of all the places, yeah, he found me on the internet and wanted to do some training, and he had come in and, you know, checked out the gym, and I met him, and it's been a love fest ever since. He's just an awesome dude, and I have learned an incredible amount from him. You know, he had gone to Princeton to study, you know, computer science and theology, both.
Mm.
He's just a real special dude. And so we hit it off, and he comes in my office, and I had all these like Excel spreadsheets that you used to do all the math with, you know, on these advanced spreadsheets. And I set him up on them and took him, you know, put him on a program, did his nutrition and dialed him in. He lost 42 pounds in 63 days.
Okay, nice.
Like,
that's
totally crushed. He had been doing powerlifting prior to he and I working out and whatnot. So he had a lot of muscle on him. So he had a pretty fast metabolism, and he was strong as a bull. But he comes in, I run his body comp, and I'm looking at him. I'm like, dude, you got a lot of muscle, but man, you're fat. And he's like, I am. I'm like, yeah, there you are. And he's looking at it, and he's like, I am fat, you know. Anyway, and so he signed up, and we got on a great tear. And then after a few weeks or months of that, he's like, this whole tracking thing is awesome. But he goes, Excel spreadsheets are not databases. I'm like, well, what's a database? I didn't know what database was, you know? So that's when we started going down the rabbit hole of databases and putting all of the data that I was doing in Excel spreadsheets, putting them in on the web in a database so that information can be pulled and plucked out in a way to be presented in ways that so that you can follow up with clients with more efficiency.
Mm-hmm. Really, really interesting. And so we started working with you about 10 years ago. At what point, you know, I mean, how much prior to that had you launched this Body Evolver software that we use for body composition tracking?
Not too much longer. We did have a couple of clients. In fact, our first customer that ever signed up is this guy, Chi Bang. He's got he has an unbelievably beautiful facility in Boston in the same building that I had my gym in. That was a few years prior to you, but I think we were really just deep in the trenches of building and building and building when there were elements, and we kept building on to the things that we had originally built, and it just kept growing. And then at some point, you know, we had met you, and then you had needs that were specific to your business in regards to the reporting stuff that we can do because everything's in a database.
Yeah. You guys have been great partners. You know, for those that visit a journey or hey, Fit Pros, if you're listening, fitnesspreneurs, listen up. Let me tell you our secrets. Let me tell you what we're doing, right? I mean, because we're doing some really cool stuff. They gave us a mass report where we could study names and faces together. And many times at Journey, our members would be like, how do you know our names so fast? Well, you know, we try to study those things. You guys help us to manage our customer care. We're able to celebrate who lost the greatest percentage of weight this week, or who's hitting a 20-pound weight loss milestone, or even whose birthday or gym anniversary it is. And we're able to do that because of data that you guys keep and make it so easy to assemble together. So, you know, thank you for that. Really cool stuff. Really cool.
Yeah, thank you. It's been a great ride, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, everybody loves your reports, too. You guys make them so aesthetically pleasing. You know, I remember prior to you guys, I would write them on a sticky note. I'd be like, okay, this was your measurements last time, and here they are this time, you know? Looking back on that, and now we have this avatar with inches and body fat and nice little bars that tell you if you're in the green zone, which means you're healthy, or if you're in the alert zone where you better work on some things a little bit more, the red zone. So that's really cool, giving people the metabolism insights. You've created this awesome thing on our website where people can go and visit and start to get an idea of a fitness solution in their lives. You know, it's awesome how you trigger a positive result for somebody. We can say, hey, would you like to leave us a review? Because certainly we appreciate that when they tell their friends, family, or just the public about us, right? So there's a lot of good things. And by the way, will we see you or a member of the team at the Impact Summit in July?
Yeah, I plan on going. Let's go.
Okay, so if you're listening to this, you guys got to come to the Impact Summit. That's July 11th to the 14th. Hang out with Mike and I in L.A. All right, so make sure that you're there, and you'll get to see a demo. You'll get to see what Body of Bubber is all about. But, heck, you might want to reach out before then, and we'll tell you how in the show notes and at the end of the show today. But, yeah, what are some of the other great, exciting things that you guys are doing? I just only touched on a few, but yeah, talk a little bit about, you know, how Body Evolver, you guys now have a partner, Train With Me, you guys are developing new things all the time. You know, what's going on? Right,
yeah, so there's a trainer in the city, Laura Alessi, and she was using Body Evolver, and then she met this dude, Evan Witt, and he and Michael Bresler started, and Rita Lee, they started a company called Train With Me. And they were more of a platform, and they were doing different things in the technology space than we were. And she had introduced us, and everyone was like, I'd love to meet you and talk shop. So I met him at Boston Public Library, and we totally hit it off. And now, you know, we're doing the additional thing. That was five years ago now. And so now we're doing all these other additional things that we were not doing, you know, before, like these, you know, website lead teasers, hosting some websites, you know, building other tools like challenge products, and doing the Google reviews upon positive body comps, like, you know, that are all integrated between the web and an app. And, you know, so now we're serving the needs of other aspects, you know, of the industry other than that, you know, and it all does still boil down to data-driven insights, you know, mm-hmm. but it's a little more, you know, holistic from, you know, capturing the client from go on the website to a long-term, you know, having the tools necessary for a long-term relationship, you know?
Very cool. Very cool. Yeah. I mean, with Train With Me, you guys have created a virtual product. I'm aware of that. You guys now have an app where it's kind of like a way that people can join a challenge and do the exercise of the day.
Yeah.
And it's free, right? The challenge is free.
Well, if you do it, if you don't do it and you sign up for the challenge, then there's accountability things.
So there's a cost to a lack of commitment. If you do it, yeah, there's no cost, but there's a cost if you don't do what you said.
Yeah. Yeah. That's correct.
It's a concept. I like that. I like that accountability feature. That's really cool. And I mean, I know you're working on other challenge products. And is there anything about Body Evolver? I know I touched on a lot real fast. Is there anything about Body Evolver that I did not cover?
You know, I don't know. I just think when I think of Body Evolver and just a solution for people's health, you know, the problem is the medical industry really does not have people's back in regards to nurturing them to health. They're just trying to fix problems, you know what I mean? Or hoping you get a problem so that they can fill their financial coffers, you know? Whereas, you know, if you're looking at the right kind of data in regards to your health, and if you're informed and educated about, you know, the importance of lean mass and how that affects blood chemistry and how that affects metabolism and, you know, how much protein you should get in and how much fiber you should get in and what kind of fat you should get in, you know, and you're paying attention to, like, that's healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And so I'm like, you know, listen, the reason why we even kind of started the Body of Arbor thing was JT was like, you know, this data stuff is great. And, you know, it could be serving a lot more people, like a lot more trainers. And I have to say, well, you know, a lot of trainers need to be doing more of this data stuff because, you know, if you're not doing that data stuff, then you're kind of treating your business like a hobby and not a business. And if you are tracking the data stuff, then you've got the kind of information that you can have a lifetime relationship with a customer over the course of their life and over the course of your career, you know? And so I really think of, you know, the data-driven stuff where, you know, you're looking at the metrics that you have complete control over, you know, like your levels of lean mass, your levels of strength, your function, your flexibility, your mobility, you know, these are all things that if people address them and kept their bodies in check, it takes so little time to maintain your health But if you lose your health, it takes a lot of work to get it back, and then you've got to maintain it. But, you know, you can't fly off the rails with your diet. And, you know, so I don't know. I just kind of think of the body of Blubber data stuff and now train with me, you know, as a, you know, as a more effective form of healthcare than what is currently being, you know, espoused to the public.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I mean, healthcare should be about truly caring for your health, right? You know, and that's what you guys are helping people to do with all the great insights that you provide. You are hosting our website. You know, we appreciate that. We like the fact that we can put a fitness solution on there. We like the fact that when somebody comes to sit down with us, it's not about our gym. It's not about our equipment or our classes. It's about them. And like, what do you want to accomplish? And with your software, we can actually give them a plan to reach their goals on an exact date. And I'm like, you know, work the plan and the plan works or your money back. You know, like that's how it goes, right? You know,
that goal, you're talking about the goal page, which you refer to as the fast track. And I love that because it is the fast track to fitness. You know, it identifies all of this stuff that most people don't really realize. You know, like you can, you know, predict changes in lean mass and fat mass based off expenditure and intake. And you can run math, you can help people, you know, reach their goal within a certain amount of time. If somebody needs to get ready for a wedding or they want to be beach ready because they're going on vacation or something like that. Those are all, you know, completely doable. When you map it out, you know, in that fast track section, you literally show people, you know, kind of like the promised land, like, hey, we can get you here in this much time if you do X, Y, and Z. And so it literally kind of shows them, you know, the light at the end of the tunnel. And then all they got to do is follow those steps and voila. And of course they follow those steps with all of your support and love as a trainer and as a business owner. And that's kind of why we're in this, right? I mean, they're considered like health clubs for a reason.
You know, yeah. Like, well, and you know what I love about Body Evolver is as we create that plan, it's both nutrition and exercise. So the next step would be to have somebody utilizing a nutrition tracker, you know, like MyFitnessPal. But prior to having Body Evolver, I may not have had all the insights to help them dial in those numbers. It would have been like some approximations, some general pop formulas, you know, things like that. I can now just take what we just did in Body Evolver and I can say, okay, this is what we set up for your plan. So these are your goals that you'll now do in tracking your food, you know? So it's just that simple. It's really good. You know, so thank you guys for what you're creating and what you're continuing to create. I'm excited for what's ahead. I know you're innovating some cool stuff. So again, you'll be at the Impact Summit July 11th to the 14th. People can see you there, but how else do people get in touch with Body Evolver?
You know, you can certainly, you know, my email is mike@bodyevolver.
Okay.
But, yeah, I'm on the trainwithmeapp.com site. You know, you can opt in for more information there. We had, you know, because we have now merged in with Train With Me, we actually shut down our Body Evolver site. We've just got a login page there. So, you know, you can certainly find us at trainwithmeapp.com and we're right there.
Okay, very cool. And then alternatively, they can email you at mike@bodyevolver.com. And
if on Facebook, I'm easy.
Yeah, well, right. I mean, I was just about to say that. If people want to follow you, get more of the fun Mike that I get to know. What's the best social media?
Well, you know, I know I probably should be doing more social media, but I can't seem to get out of my way, but that's okay. I do a lot. I do probably more Facebook than I do Instagram, but, you know, I'm hearing I probably should be doing more Instagram, but you know, at this stage, I'm just happy to chat with you during the week and chat with, you know, the engineers we have on the team and just keep delivering solutions and you know, let the results speak for themselves in regards to, you know, our company growing.
That's awesome. Is there anything that I should have asked you that I haven't asked you yet today?
No, man, we're good.
All right. Awesome. Well, Mike, thanks so much for making time to be on here today. I appreciate it.
Travis, thank you for being you. You're a special kind of dude. I refer to Travis as the fat loss king of the universe. You are crushing it. That's right. You are, you know, the group model that you have, and it is awesome what you guys do and the impact that you're having on, all of your members, and I love the way that you share all of that. All of the journey locations are sharing so much joy in all their social media, and they're really impacting lives. And that's what this needs to be about for everybody. And you guys are doing it right. And I just honor all the work and care and love that you guys have put into it, because it's certainly having an impact.
Oh, thank you, Mike. Thanks so much. You hear that, Journey members? You're in good hands.
God, and Cindy, too. My goodness, isn't she awesome?
That's right. Well, we got a couple awesome girls. Can't wait till the next time we all get together. All right. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening, Overcoming Nation. Make sure, if you haven't already, give us a 5-star rating. Make sure that you share this and subscribe so you can see all of our future content.
That's right. And if you'd like to be a guest on a future show, go to overcomers-podcast.com. If you're interested in our franchise opportunities with Journey 333, then go to www.journeyfitness333.com. And finally, if you like what you heard today and you feel like you're somebody that needs a bit more coaching, go to travisbarnes.com. Yeah!